I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with visual artist Bryce Speed. Bryce, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Glad to have some time to spend with you. Let's start at the beginning for you. Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Yes.
Talk about that.
Well, I was born in Hattiesburg in 1978 and grew up there, went to college at the University of Mississippi, later went to University of Alabama. But Hattiesburg, yeah, that was about 18 years of my life spent there.
Okay, yeah. So between Hattiesburg and now Tuscaloosa, where do you call home?
Well, in between those two, there was a gap of about 10 years when I was living in Omaha, Nebraska. So after I got my MFA, I was there teaching, showing some work, doing various things in the art community there, and ended up in Tuscaloosa again, unexpectedly, for a teaching position.
Okay. Yeah. But still, where's home? Like, where do you consider home?
Where is home?
Emotionally.
Mississippi's home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as you compare your time in Mississippi to your time now in Alabama, what do you find similar about those two places in your life, and what do you find different?
Well, having left the South in general, I think gave me some insight into the place I grew up, gave me a different perspective on the politics of Mississippi and the politics of the South. Not that I've ever been one to follow the trends in the South, but on the other hand, I bring that up because it also gives me a kind of appreciation, too, I think, for the Deep South in particular, in the sense of kind of embracing the love that the South has to offer. I mean, the traditions, the food, those sorts of things, those sorts of family connections that really you can't replace and really you can't find anywhere else. So I probably would have not considered moving back to the South necessarily. I expected I would be in the Midwest or on the East Coast for a while, but the opportunity to teach at the University of Alabama presented itself, and I'm very happy there. I'm glad to be part of the changing South.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When it comes to your work, there is a sense, well, not just a sense, but there is a recurring theme of architecture
mm-hmm.
in your work. When did you first develop your love or appreciation for architecture?
I've really always been interested in technical drawing and architecture and drafting. For a long time, I thought I would become an architect. And then I discovered painting and fell in love with painting and drawing and studio art. And then I was able, I believe it was in graduate school, I was able to pull in architecture as a source of content and to establish some meaning with the architecture rather than just the appreciation for drawing. So I brought it in, and then, that's how I began to approach architecture.
So when people look at your work and they see these sort of structures in your work, whether it's internal structures looking out through a window per se or externally, what do you want people to get from your work?
I want them to make some sort of association with a place. I kind of strive to create a space within the space of the painting that represents maybe a room or a stage or some sort of vessel or like opening for things to happen. And a room, for example, or a place or an exterior is something that we all can, like when we look at, I'm interested in seeing and looking and how we process the information around us. And I think it's sort of this moment of familiarity, this moment of association that I can let the viewer make And so they can kind of enter into the work that way.
Now, I have to ask this. Do you have a favorite room? Or is there a favorite room, like, from your childhood or even your adulthood? Is there a favorite room that you like to think about?
Yes, there are many favorite rooms. In fact, many of which I've, you know, most of them are rooms I've never been into. But I do have this nostalgia for the sort of 1950s, mid-century. There's a kind of political architecture that plays out in those like 1950s homes and 1960s, like the Brady Bunch house, for example. You know, there's a sort of, it's sort of embedded with all this meaning and all these associations about like gender types or gender roles and family roles, and it sort of embodies this American dream in a sense. And now when we're living in 2015, that's, you know, we that's all turned upside down, and architecture doesn't really, you know, architecture can't represent that. But nonetheless, it's still this space, you know, it's still a space that we can apply meaning to.
So I'm thinking now, listening to you talk and wondering how you think about your students, and considering that your students and even you might spend lots of time in this virtual space,
mm-hmm.
where there aren't necessarily rooms per se, but people develop online personas, or they just have lots of interaction in these spaces online, where lots of that used to happen in person, in maybe the places where you grew up and what you maybe depict in your work. So how do you think about our current use of space as it relates to our devices and the online world?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question. I think we personalize our space, certainly. You know, I think the online space is not too dissimilar to the kind of living space that we create. You know, we create, well, and what that, I guess what I really am trying to get at is that it's both about identity, you know, like we create real space as a way to maybe like establish or build an identity through our home or the places that we visit, or, you know, what we sort of surround ourselves with. I think we do that in the online space too a bit, you know, for good and bad.
I think that it's interesting when you talk more about identity and being able to craft that, and then looking or thinking about, as you mentioned, sort of the physical architecture, and you mentioned the Brady Bunch, and mm-hmm. the sort of the identities that may be visible, or the roles that might be visible in homes of an earlier time.
Mm-hmm.
As you think about your work going forward, is it more about identity or more about the space?
I think it's about an abstraction of those two things.
Okay.
I think is where it's going forward. As I was thinking about this exhibition here at Wonder Root, and I was thinking about just sort of sitting back and looking at my work and taking stock of like where I am right now, which artists do from time to time. And I came to this conclusion that the architecture, the more rendered architectural work that I did for so long, that I spent so much time on with the perspective drawing and whatnot, I think that work, I think the content is still the same. I think that I'm interested more in relying on maybe the paint and the surface and the formal qualities of the painting to relay some of the content rather than the imagery. So the work that's coming up in the exhibition is mostly abstracted from these sorts of spaces, these sorts of public-private spaces that I'm so drawn to.
As we wrap up, somewhat in a related fashion, what inspires you right now? Like if there's a certain place or a space or an article you read.
Mm-hmm.
What is inspiring you right now?
Other art always inspires me. I'm hoping Alex Katz inspires me tomorrow at the High Museum when I go by to see that. But artwork certainly inspires me. I think this sort of fragmentation of memory and observation and imagination, I think those are my burners that are always going. So as I go into the studio and as I make work, I usually have something around me that I can pull from, even if I'm not inspired. But you asked me what inspires me, and I would say those things I listed. But really, just like what I see inspires me. You know, I'm not really making a political remark with these works overtly. That's not where it comes from, but that may happen. But I think where the work comes from is from sort of collecting these snapshots that I see around me, these memories and these ideas about identity and architecture that I'm interested in. So all that sort of mashed together is where I pull from.
All right. Well, lastly, Bryce, let all of our listeners know how they can find out more about you and your work.
I do have a website, www.brycespeed.com, or you could find me through the University of Alabama website as well, under the art department.
Bryce, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Floyd.